My name is Mark Followill. You're listening to another dumb podcast. These guys are freaking morons.
Another dumb podcast. No, I like it. It's not dumb.
It's called another dumb podcast.
That makes sense. So you could have just said, I'm doing another dumb podcast.
Yeah. Again, basketball dumb guy over here. Sorry.
On the dumb podcast.
Start recording now. Go like clap for me. Oh, there we go. All right, there we go. What's up, Ray?
This is the
first time we're talking to each other right now, right?
Oh yeah, dude, we never talked before.
God.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. What's up, Ray? I'm sorry to complain that this is probably the first time you've been on the podcast in well over 2 years. I'm not sure.
Dude, I can't even, I think I was still in school the last time I was on the podcast. I was getting chastised for trying to do homework while podcasting.
Yeah, I was like, can you focus a little bit? Do you know how big this podcast is? There is tens to twenties of people's listening to this right now, okay?
Hey, man, doing numbies.
Yeah, I'm not a numbers guy, but, you know, I'm just saying. I got to try to find out what number that was. I'll just keep scrolling until I see. I can't remember what I called it. I referred to your name in the podcast.
We were talking. There was a lot of
it's Ray
tension
Day.
Going on in America.
There was tension going on in America. Well, that narrows it down. I really suck at descriptions because it's episode 63, Ray Day.
Oh man, I just missed 69.
Yeah, I know. I gave that to the aforementioned Jake Kemp. I gave that to him. Sorry, you didn't make it. I literally stopped recording. I go, I'm not recording another podcast until Jake Kemp is on this podcast. Then we just began to have one of the... Do I still have that podcast up? Because I think I took it down for a little bit. I think I did.
You get it back up. In fact, get him on tonight. I hear he has news.
Let me text him real quick. Hey Jake, say, hey. What are you doing? Because here,
I'm gonna jump on this pod real quick.
I'm not gonna show you. Look, see my phone? What does that say?
Oh man, look at you.
Yeah. He's
that says not Jack Kemp.
He is a dear friend. Yeah, I can only talk to him during through text messages and not through Twitter. Because that's a weird relationship to know that you've been blocked by your friend who's on Twitter. You can only text him. That's the only thing I do.
You know, I've been on the opposite end. I've had people block me in real life, but then not block me on social media.
You know what? I don't want to have. I want to be your friend, but I want it only at an arm's length. So
I still want to see what you're up to, but I in no way want to have a direct line of communication.
I just
want to
let you know, dude, we're gonna be friends on Facebook, but I just want to serve you with this restraining order for to be within 100. Dude, I'm sorry. We recorded an emergency podcast. Was it last night or the night before? It was the night before. And but I released it. When did I release it? Was it the other night? Today is one day ago. I released the Dan and Jake Leave the Ticket episode 108. And that was not a fun podcast. We were all like basically trying to analyze the seriousness of if Dan and Jake leave. And
what does this retweet mean?
Dude, that is the worst part of like all the little like everybody's being cryptic and Dan and Jake retweet Saquon, what's his name? Quan Barkley?
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon. I don't know how to say his name. They all retweet his
requeef him.
Requeef.
Did you just say they requeef him?
Dude, Saquon totally threw me off. I've had a few beers. I've had a few beers at Hooters, so I'm gonna be nice and loose tonight.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. So no, yeah. And everyone's doing, oh man, did you see what Bob tweeted out? He said believe and that he's an optimist. That means there's a chance. And then there's Corby. He says at the end of this, and I'm like, guys, I hate to tell you, this shit is over. O-V-E-R.
You know, I probably would have been like on their side because I was texting with Jacob about it. And the way, you know, Bob and Corby were talking and being vague on Twitter but trying to be optimistic, I was like, this feels a lot like when Bob and Dan were supposed to leave the ticket and they said their goodbyes at, what was it, Summer Bash?
That's right, Summer Bash of 2012.
Yeah, so they thought they were gone, leaving to go to the Fan, and oh no.
Hey, Ray, I just want to introduce you to my friend, Jay.
Hey, it's Ray.
It's Ray and Jay. A Ray
but
and
I
Jay
don't see
party.
Ray.
That's okay. Is Ray okay? Oh my God.
Did he leave?
You just offended Ray so much. He said, dude, Jay's in here and I am leaving.
No, wait, no. There he is.
Okay.
How did I get kicked out?
Dude, I don't know, but...
Like, I don't understand. My network connection
Ray is
be
running. Ray is running off of a 56K, like, modem.
No way, dude.
Yeah, he's got equipment.
He's got equipment.
Brad, is that a... Is that a Comfort Inn, or where are we at right now? An extended suite?
You like? I got a full refrigerator right here, bud.
It's not too bad,
dude. I'm not trying to flex on you or anything, but you know, yes.
No. It looks a little beaten, but not a lot beaten.
Dude, it is sort of beaten, but let me tell you. Okay, I know we're talking about Dan and Jake, but I got to tell you a story that I was literally, I was ready to go home right after this instance. So not sad enough that, yes, I do have a full kitchen here. There's like a stovetop right here and everything. And I was literally making chili, which is pretty sad. But regardless.
Like just heating it up out of the can?
No. I was browning the meat, you know, getting that all situated. And I'm like, all right, you know, I've got a nice home-cooked meal. I don't have to eat fast food tonight. You know, it's a good thing. And a fucking roach just goes right underneath my fucking feet as I'm cooking. And I said, I am fucking done. I am out of this bitch. I'm fucking done here. I am so out of here. Ugh, so mad.
So where are you at?
I am in Louisiana.
Okay, well... All adds up now.
Yeah, I know. I was told that that was the state bird of Louisiana.
That's funny. So, all right, so anything big in the news this week? You know, anything to talk about?
I think we're all right now discussing the censorship hearing and the UFO hearing that happened today on Capitol Hill. So
very important.
Yes. This is
very important things.
Very important things.
You're going to have to fill me in on that. I've been in court most of the day.
That's so funny that you said you've been in court. I had a guy I've been working with that I work with who's – I'm trying to get tons of things done, and he goes, yeah, by the way, you can't talk to me this week, and I can only text you. I go, what's wrong? I go, I'm in jury duty. I go, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, I have shit to do. I need you to be full in.
I feel that energy.
Yeah.
Maybe is he in Fort Worth? Maybe we're on the same trial.
Maybe you were. I'll text you his name later. Maybe y'all were working.
Oh, I don't remember any of the 12 other people's names.
Fucking Ray. Sorry, you're a dork. But he frags.
Guilty.
Jury guilty. Guilty by a pure mind.
still got the lingo down.
Oh my god. He goes, what was your tweet? Explain your tweet so you can look like a dork on audio.
Yeah, so finished up jury duty today. 4 days on this jury. In fact, here, let me pull it up to refresh my memory.
Oh, God. I was just going. It
says, 4 days of jury duty. Check. Foreman of the jury, which I was. Check. Delivered that guilty verdict. Check. And served him a life sentence.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
This fucker's going to die. Fuck him.
Okay, I'm about to say. I cannot wait for the Netflix special that comes out soon enough in like 5 or 10 years, and they go, "We finally got him out of prison. He was wrongfully accused."
No, dude, no, not even about this case. Oh,
he was wrongfully accused, and then we get Ray going, "Yeah, I did it, and I'd do it again."
Dude, you're damn right I would.
A lot of his kind doesn't belong in our country type of talk.
Like I saw him.
This dude's kind for sure does not belong in this country.
Did he drive a Dodge Charger?
I don't know his vehicle of choice. No, actually, I think they were driving a Honda. I think it was a Honda.
Whoa. Okay.
Is this like a drunk driving thing or?
No, this dude.
Life, he'd have to be murdering folk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He can't discuss the details of the trial.
Oh, not yet. I'm done.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over. I can't.
Well, then let's go. Fuck Jake. Fuck Dan and Jake. This is a murder trial. Come on, let's go.
It was not a murder trial. It was indecency with the child, sexual contact.
Murder! 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 Fuck that guy. Dude. Kill him.
It's his second offense. Dude, this case was so fucked.
Oh, God. I don't even want to hear about the things that you had to see, Ray. All right?
We didn't have to see anything that bad. You hear details that make you squirm.
Oh, fuck.
Make your skin crawl.
Good God.
But this dude is the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen. And he's you look him up on LinkedIn. He's got it. He's like,
oh,
he calls himself
this. He's on LinkedIn. Can you type in that right over there?
He says he's the CEO of a roofing company. It just means he owns a roofing company.
Yeah, you could be the CEO of anything. You just make up or register.
Let me tell you right now, I deal with the roofers, so. I'm not surprised, motherfuckers. All right. So,
a lot of kid diddlers?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying. I just... You already try to convince you to do a roof that you probably don't even need, so... If you can sell a roof...
Yeah, shit.
If you can sell a roof, you can... Yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So get this dude's backstory real quick. I just wanted to tell you how fucked this dude was. This dude moves from Florida. He was in prison in Florida for like drug charges. Gets out, moves to the panhandle of Texas, like Stafford, Texas. You ever heard of that?
No.
I've heard of it.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So he gets up there, and within 2 years, he meets this 13-year-old. He's 30 at the time. Knocks her up, right? And so then he turns himself into police, goes to jail for that for 12 years. You know, the girl has a baby, and then, you know, he's groomed her so much that whenever he gets out of prison.
She's waiting for him.
She's waiting for him. And who does he assault as soon as he gets custody? I mean, they got custody. This is 2 years after he got out. They get custody from the grandparents. Go picks up this little girl in Stafford, brings her back to Hearst. That night, he assaults her. His daughter.
Well, that's bad enough. Hearst should have been the first red flag, and then the assault 1A. That is... Yeah, I think life is appropriate.
Yeah,
there.
I was totally like, 10, 15, and then I heard, but life, I'm cool with that. I'm actually
In the state of Texas, once you get your second
I'm glad we didn't do all
sexual indecency with the child charge, that's automatic life.
I'm sure glad we didn't do baseball rules with child diddlers. I hate when they go, listen, you do one more of those. I swear to God. I know you already did two, but I'm a baseball guy. And I'm dude, like, okay, man. Why did we even allow them one more? So, yeah.
For real. Not in the state of Texas, we don't.
Well,
we don't fuck around here.
They say recidivism, is that the right word? Rates four diddlers like that shit, because, you know, they usually get like 10 or 15 years, are like huge. So I'm like, fucking, if they're dead to rights, like, boom, hang them up. Let's go.
Why not?
That's that was a trend on Twitter for me and Jacob for a little while. Whenever Fort Worth puts up their, most wanted, and we would just go, 4 out of 8 of these need to be just shot. or 6 out of 8 of them.
Shot on a rifle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's pretty, I'm not saying I've, you know, that new movie just come out.
Brad's about to defend the kid diddler.
You're talking about the Sound of Freedom?
The Sound of Freedom. Not the best name of a movie, but, you know, whatever. But.
You know anybody who's seen it?
I have not. I've only done like
You know anybody that's tried to see it and these theaters somehow something magically goes wrong?
Oh, I have heard
have
that.
Have you seen all those conspiracies?
I have heard that conspiracy. Like, we tried to watch it. They turned off the air conditioning, and then we couldn't hear anything, and then we just walked out of the movie theater. Yeah. I don't know of the things, but I do. I've watched the videos of...
Uh-oh.
Well, I just got out of Sound of Freedom. Oh, my God. Just a lot of... Guys, I don't even know what to say, guys. just really distraught.
I've only seen the preview, and I know this kind of minimizes it or whatever. But I watched the preview.
Not enough explosions for Jay.
No, I watched the preview and I was like,
this could use a car chase right now.
Is Vin Diesel in this fucking thing?
I was like, one, The Rock was not in the movie.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I watched the preview and I was like, I mean, I've seen Taken before. I mean, this seems like just kind of an offshoot of that.
It's like Taken, but just, okay, they're about that old. Now we just bring
it
down a little bit.
That is true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think it looked terrible or anything.
No, I was trying to do like all right, I get it. Conservatives are totally on this. But let me go to a actual reputable, I say that, reputable YouTube reviewer. Ones that do like all the movies, you know, not just, all right, let me tell you what's going to happen in conservative Hollywood today. Like, I'm just, and they were like, yeah, this is a legit good movie. Like, everything, the writing, the acting, everything's good on it. So,
I thought it was a documentary.
Man, I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. I watched the documentary on Max for Jared from Subway.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't watch that one.
Fuck that dude. You want to talk about life? That dude needs to get life.
Yeah,
like no doubt.
How's he survived prison? Because man,
dude,
don't these.
I'm so sick of that. I'm so sick of that. It just be like. Listen, the prisoners, they regulated, and they really, you know, like that Jerry Nadler guy just got stabbed.
Larry Nassler.
Larry Nassler. Yeah. I don't know what the hell his name is.
Yeah.
Jerry Lawler.
Jerry Lawler. Yeah, he just got stabbed, and I'm sure he, like, ran in. He, like, hit an edge of something. They're like, he got stabbed. And it's like, he probably just skid his knee. You know.
I don't think it was him quite stubbing his toe.
I'm sorry. I hate to hear that prisoners just go, you know, I know that I killed my whole family, but God damn it, that motherfucker over there did, I don't know.
I also diddled don't some think kids. I don't think we have a great idea. I think we have our own narratives we create on what goes on in prison.
I think a lot of them go.
What's actual reality?
Yeah, I think a lot of them. I think a lot of them.
What I see in movies.
Well, yeah. I know. And the one child predator that we know of that actually got murdered in prison was Jeffrey Dahmer. So we really just go off of that one. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but you pick the ones that fit your narrative.
But I'm going
to the other 999 that nothing happens to them. You don't hear about those.
Raise my A. Ray, did we graduated the same year, right?
Yes, Brad. We were in the same class at the same school, Brad. Yes.
Did you go to Barnett?
No.
See, look, there you go. But I had to look up. So there was a, I can't remember what the actual class was, but it was like a computers class.
Generic?
Yeah, just
technology and stuff.
Technology and stuff. Come on in. But there was always, I had the other class that wasn't taught by diddlers. And then I would hear about this other guy. They go, oh, do you know Mr. Voiles? Yeah, I know he's a creepy fuck, because the way his desk was positioned, he'd have a note on the back of his computer saying, "Do not get up. do not get up without permission, and come over here," or something like that. And I was kind of like, I don't know. And then, you know, did you ever get like the memo that everybody would get, you know, like your teacher just automatically starts handing them out, and we all got it, and I didn't even look at it. It was one of those things, and I just heard all the kids were just either laughing or like, oh my God, did you hear? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, what? And it's like, yeah, Mr. Voiles tried to pick up a 13-year-old boy in England, and they just arrested him. And so just recently, like even like last week, I was like, you know what? I wonder if see if this is still and he's still registered. I don't know. I think he was charged back in like 2000 or 2001, you know. But, yeah, I mean, creepy fucker right there. You know, I feel like there was a more moral of the story of this whole thing. But I just I had a diddler that was in my world. How about that?
So. And you and Ray may have been in literally the same classroom.
Dude, I didn't know Ray was even in my school until 3 or 4 years after we graduated.
Dude, that's just like Stephanie, who I'm still good friends with today.
Yeah,
I remember we were going to graduation, and she was like, "Ray, wait, we're in the same class together."
Were you like in remedial?
I didn't even know it existed.
Were you in like remedial classes where I wasn't in there, or like?
I don't think he was in remedial classes. Were you like just been quiet?
Were you in the you in the 100 hallway?
No. Sorry, I wrestled in high school, and I just pretty much just hung around the wrestlers.
I honestly did too. Right?
I think every sport. No, okay. Were you around the the Aguinagas or whatever, Rudy and Ralph?
No, I did not hang around the Aguinagas.
Boy, that sounds like a tag team. It's going straight to the top.
Break it down to the Aguinagas.
Yeah. What about Camardian?
Yeah. Do you know who Camardian is?
No, you might know him as. Do I know who Camardian is?
I'm not asking you, dumbass. No. I know you know.
I don't think he would know him as Camardian, though.
No, nobody knows him as Camardian. That would be Kamaru Usman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was in our class.
That was his backup in wrestling.
Really?
Yeah.
Ray, that's his claim to fame.
I used to get my ass beat every day.
He was literally like, dude, this fight against Jorge Masvidal, he comes out, I'm always his backup. I'm ready to go. Dude,
I put up a better fight than this clown did.
I fucking love
at least
it.
I got a takedown.
Sorry, and I think people were wanting us to talk about Dan and Jake. We not 40 minutes of diddler talk, but
oh man, yeah.
Dude. Okay, I apologize.
So, I think it's good we finally got finality to this whole deal.
They could not. I swear to God, they should have. Some people were like, we might not figure out till August. I think we just talked about that last podcast. I'm like, yeah. I sure as hell hope not.
Right.
Because they had the whole fake thing with Corby come on the air yesterday.
Here's what I'm going to say, dude. Fuck Corby. He's a fucking asshole. Like, I don't even know who put him up to that. Like, said, hey,
yeah,
Corby.
Yeah, since when did he become the face of the ticket?
I don't know. I'm like,
it seemed like Bob was kind of playing into it as well, just on Twitter.
Both of them. I'm like, guys.
Putting up the believe GIF and all that.
Yeah, and I'm like, well,
the best one was the chair, the DeAndre.
I did see that. Yeah, the DeAndre Jordan chair in front of the door. Yeah,
yeah, that was
I did see that. But yeah, that video today made it very much sound like that once a deal wasn't done after the end of June, that it was over. It was nothing else to talk about.
Well, that's why I'm like, I'm glad y'all put the video up because, I mean, I was good. Go listen to the podcast before this that we just recorded. We were perfectly fine. But there was a lot of P1s out there that were still going, oh, you know, I still believe that we can do this. And we, you know, I prayed just for Corby told me to pray, you know. And I'm like, you're a fucking dork, dude. It's fucking over.
I'm clutching these anal beads of prayer right now.
just rolling them around. It's like, guys, quit giving them hope. Like, if there's actual hope, if he actually believed, you know, if he actually believed that there was going to be finality of like, oh, yeah, I still think there is a chance. I think there is an actual chance. From the video that I listened to, he goes, you know, the funniest part was when Dan was like, and by the way, guys, I got to use the term. It's a non-starter.
It's a non-starter,
it's
yeah.
A non-starter, which is great. Which is great. Dude, I think both him and Jake both realized that we are not the negotiators we once thought we were. that these suits over here who probably manage millions and millions of dollars going, do we really want to give these guys an extra $20,000 a year? I don't think so.
Right.
Yeah, like they said, they just pretty much laughed in our face.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happened. And it's, you know, that's the nature of the business. But it's, I mean, they're like, hold on, are we really talking about a goddamn midday show in Dallas? I've got bigger fish to fry. I'm not going to talk about this for another 4 minutes. You know, it's not going to happen. So, I don't know.
Well, the other thing that I took was, you know, if in that video of Dan and Jake had been really, really angry with the station or Cumulus or we were treated unfairly or whatever, like it would have fueled some of the other fire that's out there. But they were very much, well, they had discussions. We didn't get a deal. Just kind of the way it is. And we're going to try to find something else to do. There's no animosity.
It's as plain as day as that. Here, yeah. And do you have something else, Ray?
Or I was gonna say. I mean, that kind of seems like their nature, though. Did they really seem like the shit stirs?
No, and I think their preference would have been to do a deal. They wouldn't have been negotiating for something, but it didn't work out. And now you have. I don't want to see them go. It's, you know, I think it kind of sucks, but I'm not.
Oh, it sucks big time.
I'm not walking up and down the street with my head down or anything like that. Like we'll move on. But
yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of talk in recent last 12, 18 months about let's give other people a shot at the station and let's do this, that, or the other. For those people that wanted that, here's the opportunity.
Here you go.
Now people behind the scenes get their shot, but it just doesn't.
Well, all the people I wanted to get a shot are now over at the Freak.
Right. Well, they're getting a shot. And if you go look at, you know, at Brad and maybe in a mirror, you kind of see the volume of their audience that they're getting a shot at. But and hopefully that'll improve because there's good people over there. But nobody's listening to that thing. And
nobody's
right now, I'd be kind of surprised if it's still around a year from now.
There you go.
But we'll, you know, we'll see. But I mean, they could add some people.
We'll mark that down. But I was a little more optimistic than I was a few days ago after, but then I've talked to some insiders and I don't know. Doesn't look good, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah,
that's, you know, with Jake and Dan leaving like this, it would have been a lot harder to take. The station's gone through so much, you know, really upheaval these last 2 years that, you know, it's like, okay, you know, they're moving on, whatever. You know, if they would have been the first one to rip that Band-Aid off, right? Yeah. You would have been like, oh my God, this really fucking sucks. But, you know, whatever.
No, well, I think it is just that final, like, okay,
right,
this is definitely just not the station that... You know, I mean, Jay, you can say whatever you started listening to the station. You know, I was not a day one P1. I definitely had heard it throughout my more or less adolescent years, but really got into it whenever I graduated or in high school to graduate high school, like where I'm full time listening. But, you know, I'll go, oh, well, this is nothing like it was back in, you know, 2007. This is nothing like that. You know, and it's not a bad thing to be like, yeah, it's totally not that anymore. And, right. You know, yeah. I understand.
You've had three or four stages of that because yeah,
for sure.
By the time you get to the late 90s, 2000, 2001, it was nothing like it was the first couple of years because the first year or two of the station was very collar intensive. The first, maybe more than the first couple of years.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's probably a lot different in 2009 than it was in 2001. And now it's in like fourth or fifth kind of phase of the station. And we don't know what's going to happen moving forward. If it ends up just being Sean and Donnie doing 3 or 4 hours during the day, or you know, there's always Bob and Dan came from other markets and brought in. What if 6 months, 12 months, 18 months from now, they've brought in two people for middays that are awesome and are hilarious, and we love them. And they're not Dan and Jake, but it's still good radio.
It's going to be,
I mean, that's still,
it's really
going to
be hard. It's going to be really hard to reunite anything like that. And that's what, I mean, with, I don't remember who exactly was the, I think it was Bruce Gilbert. Was the guy who got Bob and Dan together. Because originally it was Bob and Mark Falwell, they wanted to have.
Okay.
Which, I love those two guys, but that would have been a pretty terrible show. Like, they were like, dude, yeah, we've obviously got to put Dan with Bob. You know, that was just obviously the best combination of the whole thing. But,
and that took a long time to, chemistry-wise, and to be accepted by the listeners.
Oh yeah, they were obviously the kids in the crowd where we, like, if Bob and Dan fell off, we would just put the, you know, put the next Rocco Pendola or whoever else back in. But then after a while, you're like, oh, you know, Bob and Dan can't leave. You know that, right? No, like, they cannot leave. That's what 2012 right. was.
Yeah. Do you think it was easier back then for them to bring in outside hosts and introduce them into this market through into that radio station? You know, they're primarily an AM station still then. So, you know, their listener numbers, while strong and loyal, weren't the numbers that they're putting up today.
I think it was, yeah, I mean, and that was 99. Well, when Dan came over and Bob, yeah, I think, joined in probably the year before that. I can't remember if it was 97 or 98 when he first came over.
I think it was 98.
Yeah, but I mean, you're at that point, you're 5 years or less that it's been around. I think it's much tougher now. I mean, that's been a literal generation ago. So it'd be, if they don't fill the spot internally, it's going to be unbelievably difficult for one person or some, you know, out-of-market duo from Birmingham to come in and take over middays and be accepted. It's going to be very challenging.
What's that guy who literally went to Birmingham with, what's his name? Forgot his name already. But
Oh no, Matt McLaren.
Matt McLaren, yeah, that's the name.
That's who it is. I still follow him on Twitter.
What's he doing now? He has to be selling insurance or something, right?
No, I think he still has a show out there.
Oh, that's good for him.
He made it longer than TC did outside the market.
Though going back to the previous thing where he went to prom with his, I don't know, I think he's actually divorced, but he went to prom with his girlfriend, and he was, I think, 30.
I think he was, and yeah.
And we were all like, it's funny. And now it's like, wow, Matt, that's weird.
What a groomer.
Yes, a little bit of groomer. So, I don't know.
A lot of it.
Yeah. But
do you think that they're just going to merge the 10 to noon and 3 to – or noon to 3 shifts together?
I wonder if they could find, like, another norm, like another guy that they can go, let's throw some old F over here for 2 hours and then we'll – fill in the midday kind of thing. I don't know.
Bring Dale Hansen back?
No.
Sean Salisbury?
Oh, my God.
Newey Scruggs needs something to do.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, I don't know who.
I'm trying to find just the spariest spares. Mike Ducey, does he need something to do?
Some of it's going to be just internal for sure. I mean, because Donovan is not going anywhere, so no. I mean, he's going to be in the mix.
Is this Justin Montemayor's time to shine?
Oh, I did want to bring that up. It's the biggest little thing I've been following on the ticket Reddit, and they go, guys, can we finally talk about work in progress, fill in the spot? And I go, they had said it before the whole thing started, and I go, yeah, that'll save the station. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just like, yeah, I mean, sure, go for it. But it's not like, wow, we got work in progress.
We got Justin Montemayor and David Mino.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I kind of like when they're on, but it's very much a fill-in show and
it's a
show.
It's a nice weekend show. And
I know... I know what a fill-in show, weekend show that gets its own slot looks like, because that's what Ben and Skin is, and the scam that they've run for the last like 15 Ooh. Years.
Go, 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 go.
You're talking about
the biggest phonies in this town.
Just from their show standpoint, not personally, but from their show standpoint, just having absolutely nothing and just hanging on and being fired from. Is there a station they haven't been fired from?
They're technically
out in a year.
They technically have never been fired, Jay.
Oh, okay.
Their contracts just ran out.
They left.
They didn't release any YouTube videos.
I think they might have.
Was that the Well Creative that they were shooting in their office? Was that Saroy off mic?
That was Cash, I believe. He has his little, whatever his racket that he has going on.
Yeah, I think it's called the Well Creative or something.
Collective?
He makes...
Creative.
He does bits and skits and trading cards and is like, worth like $1 billion.
I literally, I'm...
What can I'm we try- sidebar?
What, I was trying to do a Dale Hansen. I don't know his cards. World, but whatever, it's part of mine. Yeah.
When did opening packages of trading cards get to be such a racket?
I don't know. No when idea. Did MPC on TikTok become a thing? So, do you know anything about that, Jay?
I don't even know anything about
NPC,
that.
NPC? So, does that stand for non-playable character?
TikTok. Let me see if I can share this. Yeah, have you guys... it's kind of like, you know, with YouTube, you can... go around and elicit donations of any sort. Now they just have, and I don't know why this isn't working.
Jeez. Is this the one where they'll stream and someone will send them an apple or
yes.
something?
And they'll go,
and they'll be like, they'll fake it, eat it.
Yeah, and they'll just go,
ooh,
beep.
That was a good apple.
Beep, beep, beep. I don't understand anything, but this isn't.
What a waste of time.
Did you not see the post that I had where I was like, this is Dan and Jake's future? Well, apparently my search bar is not really working, so that's fun.
Yeah.
So regardless, just go look it up.
Still producing on the fly, huh?
Well, guys, one hand, I packed everything but a fucking mic stand. So that's fun.
You guys sold all your NFTs, put all that money back in the bank?
Yeah. Oh, look, now it's
your top shots.
I'm holding on to my Bored Apes. They're going to come back.
Okay. Can you see anything on my screen now?
Get that out. Got it.
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, cool. This is a...
Why did they... Why do all these streamers look the same?
I don't know.
They're a marshmallow. Crunchy corn, yum!
You can't hear anything.
This looks awful. No.
I think the whole thing is...
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, all I know is she's just the audio listener.
Pumpkin, yum! So spicy.
This is awful.
Is she supposed to be a fucking elf or something?
I have no idea. It's all strange.
And you know, you wonder why all these kids these days, as I sound like an old man, think that they can just be streamers online and have no aspirations.
Oh, I know, but I did read an article saying one of the pioneer NPC TikTokers, would you like to know how much they made a day?
Is this one is like 7,000 or something
yes,
like that a day?
Make 7,000 a day doing hi.
Sound like Mickey Mouse.
That's what they were doing.
Hi, friends.
You just got to be the first. Yeah. You got to be the first to think of it and do it.
It's like the whole thing with like, I'm going to go back to porn. Like, like the first chick.
Mark.
The first chick to like really do porn, it was like, holy shit, holy shit. And then everybody's doing porn for $300. And it's like, that wasn't worth it. That wasn't worth it. I don't know. So, RIP the Hang Zone. We wish them the best. I don't know. I mean, they're going to be fine, I guess, or they won't. I don't know. Jake's like got a master's degree, and Dan, I sure hope, saved his money. He's pretty much an empty nester now, so... That's cool.
I mean, I'm sure they've got money, the both of them. Now, do you think Jake was trying to negotiate a salary that was higher than Kristen's? And that was the hang-up?
Yes. He goes, I swear to God, if I don't start making more money than my wife, I will be losing it.
One stipulation.
They literally come down $1 below Kristen. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? No, we're done. We're leaving.
Now here, I just thought of this. Are they going to start a podcast network with Norm? You know, Norm says he's going to do a podcast 5 days a week.
But he doesn't know how long it's going to be. Maybe it's 45.
Number one, I would love to see the numbers on that. And I would love to see the Norm listener try to go, how the hell does this work? Like, I have no idea how this works. I just turn on the radio and Norm's on, and now he's not.
You know, I'm sure Dan and Jake could they could do a video podcast.
Will it be more successful than the Blowout Podcast Network? Is that what it was called?
Is that the Soroy thing?
It still exists, technically.
Weren't you a part of that?
Yeah, I never saw any of that seat geek money, though.
Yeah.
I got on the tail end of that.
Are you still waiting for your check?
I'm still waiting for my royalties.
Well, maybe
I was advised that I would probably not see any of that.
And today we're going to be brought to you by da-da-da-da, and Jay gets none of this.
We weren't brought by anybody.
Okay.
We were brought to you by SeatGeek. At SeatGeek, we remind you, fuck Jay Cranfield.
Yeah. I just want to let you know. We get all these ad dollars, and Jay's getting none of it.
It still exists, but it only has IJB posts there, and then Trey's video game podcast, and there's another one that I forgot what it's called. There's like three of them.
Wasn't there a MMA one? I always liked the name of that MMA one.
There was Below the Belt.
Below the Belt. I like that one.
Well, that's going back to like 2017, 2018.
Wow, aging me a little bit. Wasn't that guy's name Brad?
Yeah, Professor Brad, and Ryan was the other guy. Yeah.
We should get him on the pod.
If you can track down Brad, he's an interesting convo. If you can get him on the line, it's very mysterious.
I like it. He's
like the smartest man who struggles the most financially.
I mean, I feel that energy.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yeah, you are correct. Only it's just Banner riding the Taurus. What the hell is that?
That's the other one.
What is that?
I think it's about like being smart, knowledge. I'm not interested in that.
Sounds too smart for me. I don't like that.
I'm interested in like podcasts about dolphins and attacking people.
How many syllables do they use? I don't know. I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't need all them books.
I don't need all. What I told Dustin to read a book earlier, and he got all upset about it. I said, it's not the worst thing I could have told you. I don't know. go ahead.
Is a podcast network, is that really, that seems like a very needle in the haystack that this is going to work out really well.
I'm glad we're going to end the podcast on this about how dumb podcasts are. I think I actually had an episode a couple of ago.
Oh man.
They're terrible. They're terrible. No one listens to them. Don't listen to Post Game Beers. It's not good.
No, everyone's listening. Dude, we're doing mad numbies.
See?
Not a numbers guy.
You want to know our numbers right now?
No, dude. Everybody came. You know, this is not a trend that was new. It was happened like there was a real big bust like in 2015, 16 where like, you know, Snooki and Snoop Dogg have a podcast. And then they were like, yo, dog, I got to do this every week? No, I'm not doing it. Like, and then it really blew up during the pandemic where now everybody has to have a podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, wow, we're all listening to it. And then we were now allowed free to go outside and goes, okay, I don't know why we need all these podcasts. So,
dude, we published a podcast 3 days ago and we've got 186 listens. We are doing some numbies, brother.
You bringing in the bucks from that? Have you made more money doing Post Game Beers podcasts or what you got at jury duty the last 4 days?
I think on the podcast,
he had to
negative.
Think of that. He had to think of that. That was a quick thing. Like, yeah, that's just a bullshit thing we do, Ray. It's fine.
you're fine because I've probably done.
Oh, I was trying to think of how much money we lost.
No, we're totally in the negative. I mean, look, we're in the negative. It's right there. The thing I'm holding
point,
right
I've
now.
I've done hundreds of these, and I've never seen a cent.
What did
so
I?
I had somebody
I say?
Come by and. Drop off a mixer at my front door to, you know, to help with audio. That's the only benefit I've gotten out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, some great conversation and lifetime friendships.
Exactly.
That's all that really matters, right?
No, that stuff is
worthless.
That's
the biggest.
I give it all away if somebody just gave me like $500.
Dude, would you pick me being the friends or no? I'm going to go cold, hard cash.
Yeah, you have to owe us some money from Anchor, like at least 40 cents or so.
What did I say? I said if we ever
one beer, right?
I get you one beer each. It literally is, and that's from like a very expensive joint. And I don't know. Yeah, we really got to pump up the numbers on this one. But like I was saying, we got to give the people what they want, because me and Jay could review Back to the Future and no one listens. But we talk about Dan and Jake and all pickled dumb stuff, and everyone's like, I want to listen.
How many listens did you get on your emergency pod the other night? How many are you up to?
Probably 100 something. I don't know. It's probably gone up.
It's not bad.
Oh, 106.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Look at that.
You know, that's
viral. What... You've gone viral.
Well, I can tell you from the other podcast, it was not that good. I'm like, why are y'all not listening to the other stuff? That was even more interesting than this. But all right. I don't know.
I'm sure whenever you're getting a bigger name guest on, those would be boosts.
Oh, well, those are like legit. Like, I still have, goddamn, where's the analytics? I still have it at the pod. Would you like to guess the top five? I was like, what is the name of my podcast? Another Dumb Podcast. Would you like to name the top five Another Dumb Podcast episodes?
As far as listens? Yeah.
Grego.
Boom. Number one.
Yeah.
Bob.
And that was like the
number two.
First, second one, right? Grego?
Six. That was in my sixth one. Technically eight, but there was two podcasts that started out, and I go, we're not releasing those. I think I released them and then took them off.
Number three is Sam Gannon. That was a good episode.
Sam Gannon, sadly, which is a great episode, just because of like the – everybody go listen to that fucking podcast. That was a good podcast.
That was a good episode.
Me and Sam talked – early into the pandemic, where Brad was legitimately scared. Like, he was like, I'm going to be the first one to die. So please, everybody. I mean, this is like 2 days after the pandemic. I was like losing my mind. And me and
what
Sam.
What about the one that with Jeff Kavanaugh and Amanda was on it?
Jeff Kavanaugh is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. On the list.
Eight. That's what about the one with
Mark Folliwell?
You know what sucks? And fuck all yous. That is not even on the top 10. Not any of the episodes with Mark Folliwell. I'm just disgraced that's not one of the top
five. Oh, man.
Disgraced.
Shelley Luther.
Shelley Luther's not on the list. That was a bomb ass podcast.
What was that lady's name? Keisha Phillips or something?
Keisha Thomas, I think her name is.
Keisha Thomas. They did a podcast with you and then like did a cease and desist.
Dude,
I don't want to do a podcast.
That was one of the more odd.
Recorded.
She goes, yeah, well, I'm going to get off this podcast now. And can you send me the full file? Because if you like edit it up and make me look bad, I'm going to sue the shit out of you. And I go, okay, yes, ma'am. All right. Jesus Christ.
I didn't listen to
that. I appreciated your work of covering up that Nazi or KKK member. I appreciate it. Jesus Christ.
Dan McDowell
should be up there.
Dan McDowell for some fucking reason is not. He is not. Okay, so first obviously is Greg the Hammer Williams. Next one is the Bob Sturm Show.
What kind of numbers did those do?
The Greg the Hammer was 4,856 listens. That's a big, and let me tell you, second place is way behind.
I think our biggest episode's done like 500.
Yeah, Bob Sturm Show. I hate to reveal all these numbers, but I guess I don't really care. Bob Sturm Show is definitely, it's almost 1,200. Listens on that one.
It's respectable. It's really good.
Number three was obviously the people who were thinking they were looking for the Grego show ended up at the Grego postgame show with Jacob. that one with me and Jacob got 656.
Now, can you look on that episode and see how far people actually listen?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I think
episode.
You can't. I can't do it on my phone, but yeah, there is like a. it's so funny, like the Bob Stern episode, like everyone listens all the way through. Everyone's into it. Mm-hmm. And then there's other episodes that goes 2 minutes in, just
out,
boom, out. This is sucks. The fourth episode is Gordon Keith versus Mike Soroy. Which, did I do that with some? I forgot.
Oh, no, I was on that one.
That was your episode. You really?
That was like right at a year ago, right?
I think so.
And I feel like we were correct on basically everything.
I mean,
that we said in that episode.
Explain to me when we've ever been wrong.
Oh, that's yeah, true. That's so, true. My personal favorite, the Goran Dragic's sister episode.
That's a disgrace that's not even in the top 10. That is the best episode ever. That was the best, like, chemistry driven show that we've ever done. Ray's probably never even listened to it either. I'm telling you right now.
You can go back and listen to it.
It's on the archives. It is by far one of the best shows we ever did, because it was one of those, like, this is.
It was during the NBA bubble was the time frame.
Oh, dude, you know what I just realized? The Dan McDowell show is not published. I just realized
that. No, I could have. Everybody, man, I swore I listened to that.
Every episode. Well, I think I pulled it off and then put it back. I pulled it off and I forgot to put it back. And that one hit 500 and some odd episodes, whatever.
Man, that one could have been doing numbies.
Oh, dude, missing. Hey, everybody,
especially
go listen
now.
Episode 45, bud. That was a fucking great, dude. That was so chill. I was, you know how good a podcast is going. I go, so how much time you got, Dan? And he goes, well, I got till about Sunday, and it was like Thursday or something. It's like, do you want to just talk all night? Like, we could have got our pillows together and like just started. What are you up to? Oh, me and Dan were.
Okay, I'm gonna fall asleep. You just stay on the line.
I understand. I can understand why it was probably hard. Julie Dobbs. That's not even close. Okay. Oh, our call ends in 10 minutes, by the way.
Yeah, it needs to end anyway.
We're 56 minutes in right now, so I think that's about perfect time. I'm trying to find the freaking Goran Dragic. I thought it was a little I thought it was August.
Did you pull that one too?
No. Yeah. That's only 133 plays. You fucking animals. You fucking animals. That's a way better podcast.
Just the premise of all the Eastern European players not understanding what was going on during that time.
Just in American having culture. To explain what Black Lives Matter is and why it matters to them. It's so great. Just be like, I don't understand. I understand Black Lives Matter. What does that have to do? Why am I not playing? Because that was the whole thing. It was the hockey players were really pressing. It was like, there's like three black guys in the entire league. Why are we even?
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing. Anyways, big one also when Reiner quit. God, I can't believe that was episode 9.
Oh, yeah. It was the beginning of 2020, yeah.
Yeah, it was. And then T.C. Fleming. Give me your hot shots on the T.C. because Jay was on that one.
Yeah.
That was a.
All I remember with that one, I thought it was good, but he also, it was weird. We talked to him for a long time.
Yeah, we went almost 2 hours, I think.
It was weird that he never got on video at all.
I remember whenever he was the first one that got on, and then you guys all kind of followed up, and I'm like, hey TC, can't see you, and he goes, yeah, I really don't want to turn it on. I go, okay, yeah, that's cool, perfectly fine.
But it was,
I know what
I
you
thought
looked.
That one was fine.
I was wondering like what are the things that TC's doing as the camera's off as we were. All right.
Yeah. That's fair.
That was
we had Blake Jones on.
Oh, that was the one that Blake Jones, Jay really was like, hey, we need to really go back and really drill him on Sandy Hook.
Yeah, his conspiracy stuff. I just remember he was just in a closet the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, I've
you
seen...
were on that. I forgot you were even on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen Blake out in the wild, like, probably over 10 times at Railhead Barbecue.
In Fort Worth?
Yeah, he does the coaches show. He technically directs that or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Blake's a good dude.
For every TCU coach, he's just always sitting in the corner by himself. I feel bad for him.
He's a great dude. Just go over there and talk to him.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys who gives me unsolicited advice on things. I remember I was struggling with the podcast on some audio, and he just direct messaged me. Goes, hey, have you tried doing this? You freaking moron. Like, this is all you got to do. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess that is a good idea. I don't know.
And it's like what you did to try to help us when we first got going.
Yeah. Peter Welpton, that was a very awkward one, but that was all right. I like Pete. Nobody?
Probably because you weren't Andy. Pete's okay.
I mean,
that was all right. And we had, who was the other guy that was on with us for that one? His name Brian?
Brian.
We had somebody else who was on. Okay. I was thinking of this.
Brian Jones. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so just random people we've had on here. Wasn't there somebody we had on that was like, was it a friend of Jacob that we just a random guy that we did an entire episode with?
Yeah.
And then we never spoke with him
ever
again.
We never talked about him ever again. I literally don't know his name. He was just some guy. And then there was another podcast where me and Jacob were trying to figure out this whole, like, how we were going to talk. I mean, we just, like, messaged, hey, who wants to – we just got to test out this thing. And some guy just was over there. He was, like, sitting by a tree smoking a cigarette. He was like, hey, what's up, guys? I'll listen in on this. And you're like, all right, thanks, Kyle. All right. He's like, yeah, I'll listen to the ticket. Ticket's great. I go, all right, cool. All right. Dope.
That could be something you try maybe one more time. Just throw out the link and anybody who wants to join.
It has to be like – it cannot be just open. We've already tried that. It has to be we solicit, like, hey, if you want to talk, if you want to get on the podcast, give us a shout or DM us. Because I remember one time
and
where we
didn't get the link.
They got
we
the
got
link
hacked
and we got hacked. We had to all hang up because they hacked. They hacked the. I don't know how they even did it.
Yeah, well, there was. Yeah, there was also another time a guy joined and he had kind of a weird screen name that implied Knight or something.
Yeah, I was like, I think that guy might be in the KKK. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and he had a couple of questionable comments. We were like, yeah, man, I think we're gonna let you go.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna
check you back on the
we're
next
about
one
done here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's cool, it's all right. I mean,
did you just start dropping in bombs?
No.
I don't remember, it wasn't that bad, but it was we had a real weird vibe in about
dropping
90 seconds.
In bombs.
You go full like Clayton Bigsby.
Yeah, that was a good joke, by the way, that Jake didn't get enough attention for
on the video today.
Yeah, when he's like, you know what 90-year-olds say, and he's like, what, the N-word? Yes. That's exactly what it is. Okay. All right. Well, everybody go listen to the Dan McDowell Show. Probably one of my favorites. People don't realize that was a
tweet it.
That was a real Pulp Fiction episode. The middle of the episode is the start, and in the middle is the start. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay.
I need a safe shot after listening to that.
Okay. What?
My energy just drained.
I apologize. I got 3 minutes left to explain. When me and Dan had a podcast, the day they found out Joe Biden was going to be president. So it was like all in the air and we were talking and, you know, for some reason, me and Dan get all politicky. So we get like 20 or 30 minutes in And he goes, you know, I don't really like any of this. Can we not put this in, like, can we do this in a the like paywall or something like that? And I'm like, I don't know. Hold on. We'll just do this. Hey, Dan, how are you doing? Welcome to the podcast. And then we just started the podcast again, and then we put the stuff that Dan didn't like that people would most likely drop off from, we just put that in the back.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
It makes a lot more sense now when I actually explain that. Yeah. I apologize.
I don't know what that first explanation was. I was like, you just kind of turned around in a circle and said, hey, I'm still here. And
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm a little tired. Oh. I've had a full Hooters night of beers, so you know.
Awesome.
Where I did
ready to go crawl in the bed with your cockroaches?
Yes. They're all ready for me. I'm going off in and
it's kind of like a Joe's apartment vibe.
And do you agree that all the cooks at Hooters are totally taking a run at every waitress at all times?
Okay, name a restaurant where that doesn't happen.
I don't know. But is it just an accepted thing?
Hell, all those cooks are probably their drug dealers. The waitresses, drug dealers.
True. And if you want a little bit of discount, this is the way it's going to go. All right. Okay, Ray, Jay, thank you so much. I missed you guys. I really haven't seen y'all in a while, so it was nice.
Ray J.
That's right. Makes great things happen out there.
Did we just make a fucking midday show?
I'm in.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
See ya, boys. See ya.